Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, my blog is there and my knowledge base. Lots and lots of stuff there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Micah Solomon is with us. He's the author of co-author of Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit. He is also the founder of Oasis Disc Manufacturing. And we were talking about the media industry, Micah, and you were telling us that, you think people are still going to want to have media they can hold in their hand, that they, of course, I guess maybe that's redundant, but something they're going to want to have when they have a performance or some piece of content we're always going to want to have something physical we can hold in our hands. And I agree with you on that. But one of the things that we've learned is that customers have more and more choices. And that's where the service has to head, isn't it? Not so much what we want, but what the customers want, right, Micah?
My view of customer service, or what I know you like to call the customer experience, is that your ultimate goal as a service provider is to try to reach a stage with your customers of customer loyalty. At that point, you can relax a little bit, because your customers will be like someone who is in love or even infatuated, and the other vendors, that your competition won't even be in focus anymore.
Right.
I mean, as long as your competition is in as much focus as you are, then, think about it objectively, they're probably pretty good guys also. And then you're always competing on price. You're always kind of a commodity. You're always got to be watching on your toes. But once the customer has a personal, intimate relationship with you, then you're working one-on-one with the customer, and you only have to worry about improving your own business and not worry all the time about, all the ankle biters out there.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing that I keep reminding people, I know you do too, is your products are not that much different from everybody else's products. Your service probably isn't that much different from, other people, as you say, have good service too. And your price certainly doesn't need to be the lowest, because if you're a small business owner, you can't survive fighting the price war. But the other issue is, as you said earlier, the experience. But how do you create that experience? How do you create such a situation where the customer is almost intimidated not to do business with you because they don't want to lose something?
When I say intimidated,
I don't mean that that's not a negative term. That's a motivational term, so to speak.
Assuming you're not Apple, which has, these mind-bendingly great products, and the fact that they have pretty good service is truly only the icing on the cake. They could be rude as the day is long. I mean, they could have Steve Jobs doing customer service, and they would still, God help us, and they would still have loyal customers. But assuming you don't have a product like that, what I recommend you do is first aim for customer satisfaction, which is a very straightforward process, and then go for what I call anticipatory customer service, which is giving customers a feeling that you are almost mind reading, almost knowing what they want before they ask.
And Micah, isn't that something that more and more customers are believing is their right to have? And if that's the case, isn't this an age that we're entering that's going to be really, really good for small businesses, because we're good at what you just said?
When I talk to people, it's funny. When I tell people that I write this book, I get more and more of the other response. You might be surprised. I get more and more of the response of, I need 30 copies. Unfortunately, they don't always buy 30 copies of the book, but they, I need 30 copies of your book to bring to all the horrible service providers I've been getting. So, yeah, they think it's their right, but they also think, oh, my God, service has gone down the toilet. And I think you're actually right. I think their expectations have gone through the roof. I think that's what's actually going on.
Mm-hmm. But, but the thing is, though, see, here's the thing. In today's world, more customers have more access to more vendors.
Oh, absolutely.
And they have the ability to find those two out of 1,000 that really do what you're talking about and keep doing business with them, whether it be online or whether it be in person.
Absolutely.
Whereas in the old days, you had to put up with bad service. Now you don't have to. You had to put up with a bad experience. Now you don't have to.
Right. So so what we suggest in the book, Exceptional Service, Exceptional Profit, is that you can either take the old line way of creating customer loyalty, but it's very dangerous these days. And the old way of doing it is through repetition, through habit.
Right.
The new way,
I'm almost out of time.
The new way is through basically getting it right the first time, intimacy and anticipation.
In other words, you don't get 16 tries at bites at the apple. You gotta make it right the first time.
It's too dangerous because they might just be a click away from another.
That's exactly what we were talking about. Hey, Michael, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you online.
You could go to CustomerServiceGuru.com, CustomerServiceGuru.com, or the book is available at Amazon.com or 800CEORead.com. It's the number one customer service book on Kindle, and I think right now it's about number one on in hardback as well.
I'd be
grateful for you guys keeping it up there.
Thanks, Micah. Micah Solomon, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.